Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi everybody. Yes. And the magnificent welcome to all of you and our listening friends around the globe.
Wow.
Coming in to this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the spot where the music's always in and the chatter's a win-win.
Right.
Yeah. We've all gathered here at Bill's Antique Auto and Restoration Renew.
Yeah, look at that.
To touch up some of William's classic cars.
Aww.
We have Kevy on gentle wash.
Right here. Yeah.
Tori's on the interiors.
Yes, I am.
And Russ is on like new waxing.
Waxing.
Scotty, yeah. Scotty's on buff and beautify.
Scott's buff.
And Russ is doing some test driving, I think. And William's all excited about his latest vintage vehicle, a 1919 Duesenberg.
Duesenberg.
On his international.
Wow. Sorry. To do more than survive, make the choice to be fully alive.
And Bill is mostly alive, standing clad in his touring white suit, his goggles next to his coupe there. He's got a stick shift in one hand and his homecoming microphone in the other. Who writes this stuff? He recently won the Rumble Seat Award.
He is, Bill. When you're talking antiques, I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Gaither.
Rumble Seat.
And I have no antique guest today.
No.
Only the latest and the greatest. Buddy Green, the Hoppus, and Tribute Quartet.
And the vocal band, Jeff and Sherry Collingsworth. Gordon Moat. William is going to be an up-to-the-minute kind today.
Hit the A-track and let's go, Bill. Come on. South Africa.
South Africa, the whole group singing Fully Alive in His Spirit.
Fully alive in your spirit. Fully alive.
Fully alive.
My public service announcement today is National Teacher Appreciation Week. As a former teacher, I applaud all teachers and say thank you for doing such a good job. You never know when you're going to meet your ex-students when you're a teacher.
I bet that's right.
The other day, I was traveling down the highway, and a red light came on in the car behind me,
and the trooper
stopped me and said, "Mr. Gaither," and I said, "Yes." He said, "I had you in eighth grade English class."
Wow.
I said, "Oh, I hope I gave you a good grade." True story. True story. Vocal band!
Watching, therefore, you know not the day. When the Lord shall call your soul away, if you labor, striving for the right, you shall wear a robe and crown.
Oh,
watching, therefore, you know not the day. When the Lord shall call your soul away. I shall wear a robe and crown.
The excitement reigns in the room.
Here we go. Here we go.
Well, a rather sticky award this week. The Jelly Donut Jobbers of Joplin.
Sure.
Meaning for the biannual Jelly Jam and Jack and Janice Jacuzzi in Jackson.
Wow.
By unanimous vote, gave the word of the day their annual Flat as a Pancake Award.
Okay, then.
They said, we only make donuts, but we know flat and phony when we see it. So I think the jobbers have had one too many cream puffs. But anyhow, here is the word of the day.
Word of the day.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Born ready.
Reba Zuba.
Reba Zuba.
Come on.
Okay, I got it right here.
Of course.
Listen up, Brother Fowler. In 1951, five brothers formed a quartet. In Milford, Illinois. There was Tommy Zuba and his siblings, Terry, Timmy, Teddy, and Orville. Now, they began singing behind some of the Motown artists of the day, like, remember Smoldering Robinson? Remember him? Remember Gladys Day and little Bobby Wonder? Well, the Zuba brothers were a big hit, and then Timmy fell in love with Reba Van Dyke. Cupid shot the arrow. Reba began to play the piano for the group. You know what happened. After a wedding and a corporation change, the brothers ended up working for Reba Zuba, and that's the way history is made.
What?
Right there.
Well, thank you for that history lesson, but however, what it means, and this is interesting.
Okay.
Well, to me.
This is interesting.
This, as opposed to that.
We'll be the
ivory.
Judge of that.
That's right. Ivory. You know, like, poachers today are looking for Reba Zuba. That's another word for ivory.
Ivory.
Sure.
I had no idea.
Well, easy for you to say.
Buddy Green. Keep your head in the word.
When a wolf comes along like a lamb, telling you the wrong way, saying it's the right way, how you gonna understand? How you gonna know for sure if the preacher isn't preaching it right? One is saying this and another saying that. Can they both be standing in the light? Keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna go right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night, and if you wanna do right, keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, how you gonna make your stand when it all comes crashing down? When Babylon's burning and everybody turning, waiting for the final round. Where you gonna be on that day? When the clouds come rolling in, or when the Lord returns and everybody learns the lessons of a life of sin. Keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna grow right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night, and if you wanna do right, keep your head in the word, brother, and your heart in the light. To a great and holy plan. When you talk about things eternal, it's just more than you can understand. But we all have a part in the story, and we're all a part of His concern. And the Lord is willing to teach everybody who is willing to learn. Keep your head in the Word and your heart in the light. Well, that's the only way you're gonna know, the only way you're gonna grow right. The Spirit of God is like a flame in the night, and if you wanna do right, keep your head in the word, brother, and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the word and your heart in the light. Well, keep your head in the world. Whoa, keep your heart in the light.
Not 1-6, 1-5.
Boom, boom, Zuba. Right there.
Buddy, doing what he does very, very well. The Hoppers, God is Good, on HomecomingRadio.com. I believe that we're each born with a homing device in us. And I talk to parents all the time who are really concerned about their kids, and especially in the culture today. And I often assure them, you know, there is a homing device in all of us, and sooner or later, we will come back to a place where we know there was hope.
Some company bragged how we were free, left and looked death in the eye. Even far away in a a road somewhere, there's an old
a hill where the green grass grows. There's a family feast where there's joy and peace. Going back to a place called home.
Fickle friends are gone, wasted years are long, and regret can bring you love. But there's a swift embrace, there's a
get some wonderful notes from our friends around the globe, and some of them are just like this.
I hear you on satellite every day. My spirit is revived and my faith renewed when I listen. Bless you all, Pastor Don. Oh,
I love your music, but I have to wonder what our kids will be singing 50 years from now. Keep up the good work, and we still listen on the radio. Love the joy and laughter. That's from Leah.
I spent a long day of service in my church today, and your music and your message and the laughter all made for a joyful ending to my day. Thank you from Paris in West Africa.
I hear you on WNPQ radio. I don't say the W as well as you do, Kevin, but I'm going to do it one more time. WNPQ radio. I love listening, and I'm grateful for the joy and the encouragement you bring to me each time that I listen. God bless. David in Ohio. Keep your notes coming. Keep writing. HomecomingRadio.com. We love to hear from you. Larnell Harris sang with the vocal band for about 3 years. One of the greatest gentlemen in Christian music.
He sure is.
Just a great father, two wonderful kids, a sweet marriage of about 50 years, and a wonderful songwriter. He wrote this song, "I Miss My Time With You."
Just waiting in our old familiar place, an empty spot beside him where once I used to wait, to be filled with strength and wisdom for the battles of the day. I would have passed him by again, but I clearly heard him say, "I miss my time with you, those moments together. I need to be with you each day, and it hurts me when you say you're too busy, busy trying to
serve me? But how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. My efforts have no meaning when your presence isn't there. But you'll provide the power if I take time to pray. I'll stay right here beside you, and you'll never have to say, I miss my time with you. Those moments together, I need to be with you each day. And it hurts me when you say you're too busy, busy trying to serve me. But how can you serve me if your spirit, more than just a part of you, it's true. I miss my time with you. I miss my time with you. Those moments together, I need to be with you each day. And it hurts me. Busy trying to serve me, but how can you serve me when your spirit's empty? There's a longing in my heart, wanting more than just a part of you. It's true. I miss my time.
A good day, and our goal was to assure you that you can live your life fully alive. What a good idea. I feel certain that we've done that. Hope to see you next week, Bill.
If you cyber surf, homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of our music online, get the dates and places for our live concerts, and you will also find the latest on the Gaither videos.
And I can promise you that you'll love our Facebook page, and we'd love for you to leave us a note. Go do it right now.
And 32 homecoming stations at last count in Mississippi, and some of them are WMIS, WMER, and WBYP. And we appreciate you, and we say a big
salute!
Bill?
Yep.
Gloria said your flag football team is waiting on you. Please get home. These guys are not very patient, Bill.
You know what? How about just doing the flag, okay? Here. See you next week.
Well, it's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People often ask where they can find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com. Thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, I'm Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.